Hello.
Can I speak to Paul, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, what's up, Paul? How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. I'm assuming you probably don't know what Brook and Jubal in the Morning is because you're a bartender and you work late at night and we work early mornings.
Yeah. What are you?
Well, my name is Jubal and I host a radio show called Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's me, and then Brooke is also here,
Hey, Paul.
and Jose is here as well.
Hey, what up?
Okay,
Yes.
so why are you calling me?
Well, because we actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Who would that be?
Well, it's a girl that you met while you were working at the bar. I guess you're a bartender.
Yeah, that narrows it down.
Yeah, I meet a lot of women on the bar.
We heard
Yeah,
you
I
were
figured.
a dreamy bartender.
Well, I won't deny that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I figured you'd meet a lot of women, but this one I think you would remember because you kicked down a door for her.
Okay. That was Natalie.
Yes, it was.
All right.
It was Natalie, and she emailed us and told us about your crazy night. She also said that you haven't texted her or called her back since then, and she's wondering why.
Oh boy. Yeah, that was one of the weirdest experiences I've ever had.
Okay, wait, I have to know. How long did you stay that night?
Hold on, how much do you guys know?
Well, we know that she was pretty hammered, and then you guys went back to her place, and she didn't have her keys, so she had you kick the door in, and then you made out on the couch before she fell asleep. That's all she told us.
Yep. Okay. Well, yeah, it was going great. Everything, the date was fine, and she was pretty drunk, but I mean, we made out, and that was it. And she passed out on the couch, so I put a blanket over her, and I left the apartment. And then in the morning, which was like 2, 3 hours later, I checked back in on her with some coffee and a bagel because I knew she'd be pretty hungover.
That's really nice of you.
Well, thank you. I guess I am a dreamboat.
Yeah. I'm like shocked. Like maybe that may be the most shocking part of this whole thing to me. So what'd you find?
I'm outside the place with the coffee, and there's a ton of cops. And I'm asking this girl next to me, like, what happened? And she says that apparently someone broke into one of the apartments the night before.
And you're like, oh, I think I know who that was.
Yeah, that was me. So as soon as I heard what happened, I'm knowing like, okay, they're all looking for me, so I probably shouldn't speak up or say anything about this. So I just hung out and drank that coffee outside, and
Just to see what would happen next.
yeah, well, actually, I was chatting with the girl who told me the story, and she was actually pretty good looking, and we hit it off pretty nicely, and I haven't said anything about that night to anyone until right now.
Wait,
Whoa. Oh.
you were hitting on the girl?
Well, she was kind of hitting on me a little more, but yeah, we chatted outside for a bit and we're still hanging out. We're still seeing each other.
And she doesn't
Oh.
know the story?
That's awesome. Yeah, does she have any idea that, and so you've never told her that you were the one that kicked in that door?
No, I was just a passerby on the street.
Just checking it out.
Just with the coffee and bagel in
And
hand.
now you're dating someone that lives in the same building as Natalie.
Yeah, pretty crazy, right?
Oh my God, it got crazier.
Yeah. Man, Natalie, I don't think is going to take this well.
Well, I wasn't planning on telling her.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you kind of did because Natalie's actually on
Oh.
the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Come on.
She is.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Holy she's really there? Oh my God, I thought you were kidding.
Nope.
Nope. Sorry. I know you wish I was.
Well, you were talking to some other girl. Who is it? Because I know just about everybody in my complex. Who is it? And they are not cute. Who is it, Paul?
I'm not getting them in trouble too. Look, you don't need to freak out. We're not even dating. You're not
I'm
my
not
girlfriend.
freaking out. I just wonder you can't even like call me back. What's the big deal? Send me a text.
You were so drunk, I didn't even know you'd remember me.
Okay, I was tipsy and we had so much fun.
Hold on. No, you fell asleep while we were making out.
Yeah, because I felt really comfortable with you.
Oh, that's what it was. Oh, my God. That was the best line you maybe have said this awesome. Whole time, Natalie.
You felt so comfortable that you fell asleep mid-kiss.
What's the big deal? It was my birthday. We spent my birthday together. That was special.
Oh.
It was so crazy. Like, I literally was put in handcuffs. You would have died.
Well, actually, I did see you in those handcuffs when they were walking you out of the building. But I don't know. I was having a pretty good conversation.
Oh, that's cold. What does she have that I don't have? Like, really, put us head to head. What does she have that I don't? Exactly. Can't even think of it.
She hasn't fallen asleep while making out yet.
Oh my God, you were just as tipsy. We did shots together.
I will say, Paul, I mean, you must have liked her if you were going to bring her a bagel and coffee for recovery time.
We had fun. I'll admit that, yeah.
Are you exclusive with this new girl, or is it just still in the casual dating phase?
We're figuring it out.
Well, let's figure it out, too.
I mean, isn't all this kind of weird for you, hearing that I talk with this other girl and everything? You really want to see me again?
Yeah, I do. I mean, like, whatever. Life is life. Things happen. But I think we had something. And I just want to have more fun with you.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's just hang out. No pressure. Yeah.
I'd be down to hang out. I just don't think we should hang out around your apartment building.
Oh, my God. That is so right. Sketchy,
well,
Paul.
And then, Paul, would you like to go out on a second date with Natalie? We'll pay for it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I'm down.
I told you.
I knew it. I knew it.
Red flags everywhere.
We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, great. I mean, I'm down. Again, though, like, not around your apartment.
Oh, my God.